Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We're doing our special live show in the Odyssey Hub today for our friends who gave generously to the Travis Manion Foundation, including John and Nadia Gallagher. Thank you for your generosity. Great to see you guys. Nadia is a Russian name. And it turns out that my producer, Justin, because he's competent, unlike Matt DeSantis, and actually has initiative, Googled or went on Amazon. Justin, what did you learn when you went on Amazon?
I learned that you can buy your very own 3-foot by 5-foot Russian flag for the low, low price of $6.99, and you get 1 day prime shipping as well.
Wow. Now, I'm going to give Matt DeSantis a compliment, very rare. Probably smart you didn't do that, since now Justin is on some sort of a database being tracked by God only knows who.
We can make a call to Tulsi. I'm sure she'll get me off the watch list.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a few more days left at that job. So, yeah, we could reach out and call, phone a friend, so to speak. Well, there you go. If you were interested in getting a Russian flag as you burned your Ukrainian flag, now that Trump says he's going to help Ukraine, there's $6.99 and 1 day prime delivery, your Russian flag. Unbelievable. Or you could try to take this kind of an approach to life, which is you go on with the lesser Cuomo. You know, I think there's a reason why News Nation has stopped calling me, Matt. I have had Fox News call quite a bit lately. Have I mentioned that? I don't know if I've mentioned that or not. Yeah, I'm sorry. My apologies. I should have said something. But, yeah, they want me back Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week. But I know. But News Nation has stopped calling, and I don't know why. And is it maybe because I still call Chris Cuomo the lesser?
That's definitely not helping.
And he's their, what, 9 p.m. guy on News Nation?
He's their big host, yeah.
So I guess when you... Somebody at the network's like, well, he'd be good, except for he keeps mocking the biggest talent that we have by calling him the lesser, which means that everybody else on the station, theoretically, then, is less than the lesser. So I'm probably not getting an invite to News Nation anytime soon. I'm going to go on a limb here. And it's a bold limb, I know. But nevertheless, Heather, did you get permission yet?
No, I did not.
Did you get declined or?
No response yet.
Okay, no response. All right. I'll fill you in on what that means in just a second. But so Rosie O'Donnell, and this is going to shock you, was very depressed when Trump first won. I didn't see Rosie as being mentally unstable. Did you? I didn't see that one coming. I got to be honest with you here. You know, I'm pretty good at reading people. I thought she was as stable as they come. But turns out, clearly not. I didn't think Rosie is an overeater. Did anybody else think of Rosie in that manner? Yeah. See, got to be honest. Got to plead ignorance on that one. You know, and an over-drinker, too. I didn't, you know, didn't see that coming, that Trump derangement syndrome. So call me shocked. But here she is with the lesser Cuomo going on about all her mental health woes. All this is a clinical diagnosis. It's now in the DSM-6, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Psychiatric Disorders. It's called TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. This is patient zero, literally zero, cut 40.
During his first go-round, it was very difficult, and I got myself into some bad places. You know, I was very, very depressed. I was overeating.
Pause it. Keep the video on, though. Look at that red nose. You see that? Now, I have rosacea, and people often accuse me of drinking, which I usually am. But that is the sign right there of somebody who drinks. You see that red nose right there? Like Rudolph lighting up the night sky? I don't mean to be petty on Rosie O'Donnell, but it's just like that red bulbous nose, there's something that I use for that. It's called makeup. And I'm just suggesting, clearly, since the lesser Cuomo, look how bronzed he is, how much makeup that guy has on. Can he lend her a little cover up? I'm going to go on a limb here. All right, keep going.
During his first go-round, it was very difficult, and I got myself into some bad places. You know, I was very, very depressed. I was overeating. I was over-drinking. I was so depressed, Chris. It hurt my heart that America believed the lies about him, and then it broke my heart to be in a business that creates and sells those lies for profit. You know, it was very heavy, to tell you the truth.
Wow. So Rosie's not in a good place. So if you could all send a little positive energy to Rosie out there, that would be great. That would be helpful. Maybe this will cheer Rosie up. Jason Kelsey, it's primarily visual, but I don't know if you saw this. He was at a fundraiser in Seattle City, New Jersey for the Team 62 fundraiser for the Eagles Autism Foundation. And he was at the Ocean Dive Bar, and he was a celebrity bartender. And then he did this, cut 38, and I'll describe this here. You see, he gets up on a table, and he pulls off his... And he's rocking a G-string thong. What do you call that? And, yeah. So I'm going to go on a limb here and say he doesn't do waxing. I feel like, I think if you're a guy and you're gonna break down into the skivs like that, you better go, you do a little manscaping. You know what I mean? A little manscaping, a little wax. Just saying. What do I know? Maybe this will cheer Rosie O'Donnell up. Here's an overweight man wearing a Garfield shirt who got dragged off a plane after demanding he get an emergency exit seat due to his weight. He was reportedly from the UK, threw a tantrum on his flight departing from Bangkok when flight attendants refused his request. Authorities then entered the plane, which prompted the man to lie in the middle of the aisle, forcing them to drag his fat ass off the plane. The plane was delayed for an hour due to the incident. Cut 41. Go ahead. Look at this guy. Now, they're dragging him off the plane in Bangkok, Thailand. He's a grown man wearing a gigantic orange Garfield shirt as they're pulling him down the aisle. This is the male Rosie O'Donnell.
Apologize is the first thing I did. Don't forget that.
This man right here, if look at him. And the shirt says, look at him. Now, as they're pulling him, his shorts are riding up, so you can see his man junk is very visible right there.
Don't forget that.
For all to see. Look at this guy. Look at that. Oh, that's a bad look. That's a front wedgie, if you know what I mean. It's a front wedgie he's got going on there. If you see the video, but I think I just described it for you. And if you can't see the video, you're welcome. Okay? You're welcome. Again, we're just trying to cheer Rosie O'Donnell up and get her through her whole thing. Now, I was told earlier today, and this is interesting because Jack said to me, Jack, you made a joke about coming into Center City today. And how did you describe yourself to everybody?
Myself?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You said, I'm a blank, 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 blank.
Yeah. 6 foot black guy. I'm scared to come to the city.
Yeah, he goes, I'm a 6 foot black guy, and I'm afraid to come to the city. Now, I said, I'm not a 6 foot black guy, which I know is shocking to a lot of people. Something. Hang on. Was that?
I think you broke your microphone. You might have to. Yeah, you might have to move to the one. Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's try that one. Nothing. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
All right. So, but people often accuse me of being a 6 foot black guy. I get that a lot. I do. That's how I sound on the radio, apparently. But so I don't know, Jack, maybe you can let us know if this is true. So Jamal Bowman, who is, what is Jamal Bowman famous for, Matt, besides being an imbecile on CNN?
He famously pulled the fire alarm to avoid a vote in the House of Representatives, although he denies that that's the reason he pulled the fire alarm. He believed it was an emergency exit, but that there wouldn't be an alarm that sounded as a consequence
of his
actions.
Yeah. So Jamal Bowman, who lied and pulled the fire alarm to get out of a vote in the House of Representatives to delay a vote, now has a reason why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community. This is cut 35.
Catholic
and the problem is
bombed.
We're not dealing
Catholic
with America's original sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti-LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
Congressman, I mean, where are you on?
You
the,
can't be calm about this. I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease...
I'm white, I can't comment
listen
on
to what I'm saying.
What
the reason
saying?
Why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day. If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Jamal,
but unfortunately...
I mean, can't he just try Ozempic? I'm just saying. I hear it works great for everybody of all races, creeds, and colors, and sexism, and racism, and LGBTQism, and isms of every kind. I'm just, you know, just going on a limb here. I have high cholesterol, and you could. I blame a lot of things for that. I blame my mother, obviously. I blame my mother for most things. But I also blame the fact that I am an unhealthy eater. So there's that. You could blame anything you want, though, I guess. But there's some good news on the MAHA movement. I want to share this with you. This just came out a short time ago. Make America Healthy Again. We're all for that, right? We love MAHA. We love the idea of MAHA and Make America Healthy Again. I am one of those people that does not like food dyes. My 5-year-old daughter, Reagan, is crazy, and she gets crazier as she eats food dyes. So the more that we give her things like that, then it's a problem because we have to keep her away. But then she goes to her friends' houses, and her friends give her things, and then her friends wind up making her turn around and crazy because she eats things. Well, food giant Nestle has now announced they're removing all artificial dyes from their products by the end of the year. How about that? That's a big deal. So all the crappy food and drinks and beverages that people like Jamal Bowman clearly eat will now have less artificial dyes in them. Still unhealthy for you, but at least without the artificial dyes. When you eat things like $100,000 Grand Bar or a Baby Ruth or a Nestle Crunch or a Kit Kat. I feel like if that's your diet, you got bigger things to worry about than just the artificial dyes. But hey, every little bit helps. Oh, and Lean Cuisine. That's still a thing. Hot Pockets. So great news for everybody out there who loves a good Hot Pocket. Now without artificial dyes. It's the perfect food, especially if there's nuclear war, because there's one thing that can survive nuclear war. It's a Hot Pocket. Am I right? Damn right I am. So is a Twinkie, too. That's the same kind of thing right there. They actually have a lot of brands. They have Stouffer's and Libby's, and they have Gerber Baby Food, Nestle Ice Cream, Edie's, Dryers, Drumstick. You remember the Drumstick that you get? So as a kid, that was always considered the lesser ice cream. The ice cream truck would come, and if it wasn't Mr. Softy, and you get real soft serve, you get that low-energy drumstick ice cream with the already had the chocolate coating and the nuts on it, right? And that was I don't know. I always felt like I was getting cheated as a kid by getting that. I'm not going to an ice cream shop. I'm getting this low-energy, pre-made ice cream sundae cone thing, but they make that too. So that'll have less artificial ingredients in it now as well. And my favorite of the list of all the things that Nestle makes, and I had no idea, is Perrier. Does anybody drink Perrier? Anybody drink Perrier water?
I love Perrier.
Of course you do. You know why? Because you're a Harvard elitist snob. That's why you love Perrier. Or Justin, how would you describe him?
One Mr. Matt DeSantis is an Ivy League weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt's the kind of guy that on a first date with his fake girlfriend goes, "Can I get a Perrier, please?" And she goes, Can I get the check? The president is heading to the podium now. We're going to jump in here. Well, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We're live from the Hub at Odyssey World Headquarters with our great friends who gave generously to the Travis Manning Foundation. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll come back. The president's speaking. We'll bring it to you live. And thanks to Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, for being our sponsor of this hour. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I actually have an appointment with him next week because I got a thing where I get food gets stuck, so he's going to take care of that for me. Quick break, coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we play that song, YMCA. Trump's the only guy who made his own dance to YMCA. Making white guys everywhere feel good about their dancing. That's what Trump does. Makes us feel good about our own ability to dance. Well, the president is speaking at the White House. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Thanks for being part of it. Appreciate it very, very much. Our friend Peter McKeon, McKeon Electric. Peter's always incredibly generous with the Travis Manning Foundation. So, Peter, as always, thank you. And who do you have with you here today?
My son, PJ.
PJ, thanks for coming, PJ.
Jimmy Johnston.
And Jimmy Johnston.
Yes, sir.
No relation to the coach from Dallas, right?
No relation.
That's Jimmy Johnson, or is that Jimmy?
With a T.
With a T. Okay, good. All right. So, because we couldn't let you stay, obviously, if you were related to him. All right. Let's jump in live to the president speaking at the White House on the One Big Beautiful Bill. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's a good-looking group behind me. This group isn't too bad either. Very nice. Nice to be with you. Beautiful, right? Beautiful. Thank you very much. And thank you all for being here. To support one of the most important pieces of legislation in the history of our country. And that's everybody saying that, virtually everybody. The one big, beautiful bill to secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream. That's what's happening, too. It's met with tremendous approval and reception. And when we were thinking about doing it, we were going to break it down into 3, 4, 5, 6, or even 7 bills. And I said, let's make it one big, beautiful bill, Mike, right? They actually said it would be very much harder to get this way, but it would be better. And the truth is, I think it worked out well because there's something for everybody. And I think in many ways, much better. We're delighted to be joined by Secretaries Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent, Pete Hegseth, Doug Burgum, Doug Collins, Sean Duffy, Howard Lutnick, Linda McMahon, Brooke Rollins, Scott Turner, Chris Wright. Wow, that's a hell of a group. I think that's the biggest... That's the biggest group of cabinet members. Huh? That's the biggest group of cabinet, and we're not finished yet because we have our great Attorney General Pam Bondi here. U.S. Trade Representative, and he's working around 24 hours. We have one after another. Countries come. Everybody wants to be with us because we have the hottest country in the world. A year ago, we had a disaster on our hand. We had the coldest country, I think, by far. And now we have the hottest. The King of Saudi Arabia, when I was there, we brought back $5.1 trillion between Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and UAE. And all three said, great leaders, they all said to me the same thing. You know, it's amazing. In 4 months at that time, and at that time now it's getting to be close to 6. But in 4 months, they said, you have the hottest country anywhere in the world. It's not even close. And they thought we were dead a year before that. They said, I thought you were dead. The country was dead. And it was pretty close to it. But we have the hottest country in the world. So it's great. And Trade Representative Jamison Greer is very busy because, where are you, Jamison? Everybody wants to make a deal and have a part of it, right? I know you and Howard and Scott are working overtime. Making deals with other countries. Remember a few months ago, the press was saying, do you really have anybody of any interest? Well, we just signed with China yesterday, right? Just signed with China. We have everybody. We're not going to make deals with everybody. Some were just going to send them a letter, say, thank you very much. You're going to pay 25, 35, 45%. That's the easy way to do it. And my people don't want to do it that way. They want to do some of it, but they want to make more deals than I would do. But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good. And we also have OMB Director, who's very busy also, Russ Vogt. Thank you. Thank you, Russ. And also, I want to give a very special thank you. This is a hell of a group we have here. This is amazing. The quality of people. But actually, I like these people and most of those people much better than the people I just named. Okay. But a very special thanks as well to Speaker Mike Johnson, who's a great, legendary guy. He's going to go down as a legend. A great friend of mine, a fantastic Senator Roger Marshall, wherever you may be. Roger. Bernie. Mike, hi, Mike. Great job. You can't help it. You can't help it. Great. That was a great race, along with Rob. Stand up. People, we're here this afternoon to share the stories of an incredible group of patriots from across the nation whose future we are defending with the one big, beautiful bill. This is the ultimate codification of our agenda to, very simply, a phrase that's been used pretty well by me over the last 10 years, but maybe even before that, make America great again. Very simple, make America great again. When Joe Biden used to get up and say, we will stop this horrible MAGA. We're going to stop MAGA. We're going to fight it. We're going to stop. I said, Joe, loosen up. It's called Make America Great Again. It's okay. Remember that he got up so angry. He was so angry. I said, make America great again. But we'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security. We've done so well on the border. You know, last month, we had zero people that crossed the border. Zero. So Christy and Tom Homan and some of the people, what a job you've done. But, you know, people forget about that. They don't care. The border's been fixed. I wanted to talk about the border 2 days ago at a big group. Sir, they don't want to hear about the border. Why? It's fixed. You know, it's the second time it happened. I mean, 2016, I won on the border. I fixed it in about 3 months. It was beautiful. And they wouldn't let me talk about the border. Sir, nobody wants to hear about the border. But we're going to talk about it anyway. Right, Tom Homan? We're talking about it anyway. So we have a big number of dollars that's coming here because we want to keep it that way and we want to keep it fixed. And a record number of deportations. We're bringing criminals out by the thousands. Nobody can even imagine. They let people in that were murderers. 11,888 murderers, gang members, people from mental institutions, and insane asylum. You know what that is? That's insane asylum. That's a mental institution on steroids. During the campaign, I talk about the late, great Hannibal Lecter. Do you know who that is? Hannibal Lecter. Silence of the Lambs, I'd talk about it, and the fake news would go crazy. Why does he keep mentioning? Well, because we won in a landslide. That's why they don't want to have Hannibal in our midst. And the day I signed this bill into law, almost every major promise made in the 2024 campaign already will have become a promise kept. And that's very important. Promises made, promises kept.
Border anytime soon, all right?
And according to the Council of Economic Advisers, these reforms will protect or create more than 7 million jobs, add 3.1% to economic growth, reduce taxes for the typical American by nearly 15%, and increase take-home pay for the normal family of four by at least $13,000. And that takes place immediately. That's not bad, right? Look, I'm looking at that guy back there. Right? That's pretty good. And if we had a person over at the Fed that would lower interest rates a little bit, that would be helpful, too. It's hard to believe. This is on top of, you know, we have to fight this guy. He's not doing the job. Each point that he keeps it up is the equivalent of $300 billion. $300 billion. So if he lowered it, too, it would save $600 billion. We have to work hard with cuts on that, right? That's a lot of cutting. And this guy could do it so easily. We don't have inflation. Well, we might have inflation. Yeah, and if you do, you raise the rate a little bit. That's okay. But we're going out because Biden gave us a lot of short-term debt. And given the short-term debt, he did us no favor. So I think what we'll do is we'll probably just extend the short-term debt and then go out because I don't want to tie it up for 10 or 15 years at a high rate. But every point is three, it's really more, is $300 billion. So if we got it down to 1%, we're talking about almost $1 trillion in saving just with the stroke of a pen. No work, no missing anything, just like an accounting situation. Oh, Doug Collins, I just see Doug. Did I mention you, Doug? I don't think so. I'm glad.
Oh, how do you miss Doug Collins?
I'm glad somebody's going to be in big trouble with you. They didn't write your name down, Doug. Somebody's in big. I got you. So we think of that, though. We save. And all you have to do, it's so simple. I'm explaining to this guy, and Biden extended him. That wasn't good. I'm explaining to him, you can do so much for our country. You could save $1 trillion just with a stroke of a pen. Just a little, the utterance of a sentence that we're going to be cutting. It's a shame. It's a shame. We're one of the highest. We should be the lowest. You know, with the United States of America, we'd have money coming in like at levels that they have never seen. I got a call the other day from the people in Congress because we're doing our bill. I didn't even tell you this, Mike, and they called. They said, there's something wrong with the numbers, sir. I said, what's wrong? I don't know. They're not balancing out. There's something really wrong. I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, we don't know. I said, what's the problem? We're taking in much more money than we have scheduled. I said, so far that sounds good. They said, how much is it? About $80 billion. I said, do me a favor, check the tariff line. They called me back an hour later. Sir, we've taken in $88 billion in tariffs. Isn't that a beautiful thing? $88 billion. I thought I'd tell these little stories. Go off script and tell these little stories, Scott, right? Because it does make it a little more interesting. Although my speechwriters have just gotten every award in the book. Vince, where are you, Vince? Where are we? Where's Ross? He's gotten all these awards, and I'm going off the record all the time. Where is he? He didn't show up to the speech. He wrote the speech. He didn't show. Well, that means he has confidence in me. According to the Council of Economic Advisers, these reforms will protect or create more than 7 million jobs, add 3.1% to economic growth, reduce taxes for the typical American by nearly 15%, and increase take-home pay for a normal family by an incredible $13,000. All of these things are happening. And by the way, there's no inflation. All of the numbers I gave you, all of the money that's coming in, and maybe more importantly than the billions of dollars we're taking in with tariffs, is the fact that we've got hundreds of plants going up all over the United States that never would have been here. I was with Howard and Scott and Texas Instruments the other day, and the head of Texas Instruments, they're going to spend $60 billion in the United States. And he said, sir, please don't do it to me. And I looked at him. I knew exactly what he meant. He said, you mean tariffs, right? He said, that's right. If you ever get rid of those tariffs, you've cost me a fortune. They're all coming in because they don't want to pay the tariffs, and they're coming in at levels. And it only works for the United States because people, it doesn't work for other countries, but it works for us. We have a record investment. We have records and everything. And when these places open up, that's bigger than the $15 trillion that I'm talking about. You know, you don't see it right away. But bigger is the fact that they're all coming in, they're building their factories, the AI factories and the auto plants. We have auto plants that are closing up in other countries. I don't want to specifically name the countries, but you know who they are. And they're coming into the U.S. and they're opening up and building like nobody's ever seen anything like it. I don't call it a miracle. I call it, if this should have been done 40 years ago, we would have never lost our auto. We lost 50% of our auto industry to China, Mexico, Canada, and various other countries. Should have never happened if you had a president that said, we're going to charge you tariffs. You're not going to build next to us. Send it in and take away our jobs. If you would have said 25, 50, or 100% tariff, not one company would have left. But they weren't business people. They were politicians, not very good ones, and some good ones, but some really not good at anything, to be honest with you. We're going to stop the largest tax hike, and we're going to do that in history. This would be, if the bill doesn't pass, there'll be a 68% tax increase. Think of that. Ouch. 68%, which would be the largest in history by about 40 points. And we'll make the Trump tax cuts permanent, expand the child tax credit, and we will deliver no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Among the countless citizens who will benefit from these tax cuts is Malachi Krzyzewski, a devoted mom and DoorDash driver from Ripon, Wisconsin, who uses her tip income to support her son. To think of that, no tax on tips. And it was a very big problem. I was at a dinner in my beautiful building in Las Vegas, and unrelated to this, and I said, what's going on? I will never say good-looking waitress because looks don't matter anymore, you know, in our modern society. She happened to be beautiful, but I won't say that. I won't mention that. But nevertheless, a waitress came over, and I said, how are you doing? She said, not good, sir. Why? The government is killing me on tips. And she looked at me. She said, sir, there should be no tax on tips. I said, say it again. There should be no tax on tips. I said, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. I walked outside. The press was there, as always, waiting for something bad to happen, hundreds of them. I said, ladies and gentlemen, please announce tonight there will be no tax on tips. And a legend was made. We won Nevada by so much. Republicans don't win Nevada. We won Nevada. So I want to thank that young, beautiful waitress. Thank you very much. But with no tax on tips and other cuts, this bill will save Malachi thousands of dollars per year, enabling her to achieve her goal of visiting every U.S. state with her son. She wants to visit every state by the time he's 18 years old. So, Malachi, it sounds to me like you're off to a fantastic start. And where are you, Malachi? Where are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank you. Also with us today is Luke Wilson, a 23-year-old electrical lineman. He loves being an electrician, but in this case, the lineman. And these are guys that take big risk, and it's hard stuff. But if you know what you're doing, it's fine. He's from Harmony, Pennsylvania, as well as Dee Sova, a truck driver from Springfield, Missouri, where, by the way, our beautiful planes landed, our B-2s, they landed after 36 hours of flying. Great going, Pete. And they hit the target.
And they bet hit the takes target, a shot at
and the
CNN
target
here.
Has now been proven to be obliterated, just as we said. We had little fake news from CNN. Thank you very much, CNN. With 3 million miles of driving under her belt, who mentors other women in her industry. And I just want to say, Luke and Dee spend countless hours working overtime to help make this country run. And this bill, the typical overtime worker like them, will take home nearly $1,500 extra every single year. So you're talking about at least $1,500, and there will be no harassment because you were being harassed by the Democrats. So, Luke and Dee, congratulations to you both. Thank you very much. Congratulations, wherever you may be. Thank you. Thank you very much. Also with us is James Benson, a third-generation auto worker from Belleville, Michigan, who has spent 26 years at Ford Motor Company, which is doing very well. They have a lot of plants in this country. If you have plants in this country, you're going to make a lot of money. And is a member of a tremendous group of people, auto workers. And I'll tell you, we love these people. Auto workers for Trump.
Auto workers.
I came through for them, but they were with me long before I really thought. A lot of people said, is he going to run again? Will he run? They've always been with me, the auto workers. James was a lifelong Democrat until 2017 when he saw the benefits of our tax law. And he also liked Trump. Now, sometimes they can like the law, but if they don't like the candidate, it's not going to matter, right? Is that right, Marco? Marco knows, because he has been one hell of a great Secretary of State, right? Stand up, Marco. Everybody respects Marco, right? True. Everybody respects him. Now we're delivering an even bigger win for the auto workers by making interest on car payments fully tax deductible. You know, that's something only rich people seem to have gotten. I said, you know, and that was my idea. It's pretty simple. But I said, you know, the rich people, they always looking for deductions. We want deductions. Linda, did I say, will you please stand up? Linda McMahon. So great. How much is Harvard going to be charged? How much are you asking for Harvard?
Harvard,
really,
Matt,
violated a lot of different caveats, haven't they? Huh? A lot, like a lot. They've been given $5 billion over,
you know, Matt
the years.
Matt DeSantis is Harvard's mascot.
That's over a short
just,
number
you know,
of years.
In the
that's just the
of
beginning.
They're
$52 billion sitting in the bank, and they haven't been nice to our country. So I want to thank Linda McMahon, who's been really fantastic. But I said, on interest, I said, why couldn't we, if a car is made in the United States only, because otherwise we don't care if it's made someplace else, give the people to buy the car a deduction on the interest that they're paying to buy the car.
There you go, Tri-County Auto.
What a great idea. It's
there
so simple. It's like the paperclip. Somebody came up with the idea of a paperclip many years ago, 1817. And he became a very rich person. And everybody looked at it and said, why the hell didn't I think of that? But it's like the paperclip, but only if the car is made in America. Remember that, James. We're going to keep those Michigan auto factories roaring.
Tri-County and, Auto,
as you know,
American
we won
cars,
Michigan by a lot.
Chrysler, Dodge, right? Jeep,
we won
and Ram.
Michigan by a big margin, and something that typically is not easy, but I think we've won it. I actually think we've won it three times in a row. So it's been a great state, but a big factor with the auto workers. They went with us very big, and I love them. The One Big Beautiful Bill will also be an incredible victory for American farmers, another group that we did great with, especially family farmers like James Culliver of Virginia Beach. Our bill will provide 100% expensing so they can buy a new farm, new farm equipment. And by the way, the expensing is good for everybody, not just farmers. And it'll virtually eliminate the so-called estate tax or the death tax.
Good.
So you have a
Thank
farm,
God.
You leave it to your children. If you like the children, you leave it. If you don't worry about the people. You know, some people don't want to leave them. They don't like their kids, you know? Anybody in here not liking their children, farmers? But if you like your kids, you want to leave it. And a lot of times what was happening before I got there, because I put this in the first tax bill, as you know, but people would die. They'd leave their farm. There was no cash, but there was value to the farm, sometimes good value. It's called real estate rich and cash poor. And the kids had no money, and they'd be foreclosed out by a bank. They'd borrow money to pay the estate tax. You don't have to pay estate tax anymore. That's pretty big stuff. So for the farmers and for others in small business, it's great. But James's family has been working the land for generations. And with this bill, we will ensure that family farms like his can stay in the family for many generations to come. Where's James? Where's James?
Very important to keep our farms and not condemn them for affordable housing, but they're doing that farm in New Jersey, in Cranberry, New Jersey. Andy Henry's farm, as we've been talking about on the show a lot lately.
That's great. And you know what I mean, James, right? People pass away, they love their kids or whoever they're leaving, but they love their kids especially. And you won't have the family farmer anymore the long time because they were losing them to the banks and they were losing them at record numbers. Not going to happen anymore. There's no tax. We're also going to empower American parents by expanding opportunity scholarships to provide school choice. School choice is a big deal.
Good. Excellent. Very important.
And we just got school, working with the governor of Texas, as you know, Greg Abbott. We just had it passed in Texas, and I know about that. Somebody said, yeah, that was a big deal. They've been trying to get it for 9 years, and they asked me if I'd call the legislature, Republicans in the legislature, and I did. And I gave them a pep talk, and everybody voted for it first time. They were shocked. But they never asked me to call them before. This was the first time, and they got it passed, right, Susie? It was amazing. And it was something that Dan and Greg and everybody, they really wanted it. And Ted Cruz wanted it badly. They all wanted it. So we got it in Texas. But you're going to have it. More and more people are talking about school choice. Good thing. This will be the godsend for mothers like Angelina Banks from Philadelphia. Where's Angelina?
Hey, Philly. Look at that.
Oh. Oh, you are very pretty.
Look at that.
She went out for a second and she's coming back. Okay. Where's Ange? Come on over here, Angelina.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's terrible.
She had to go to the bathroom. The president called her up.
How are you? I won't ask you where you've been, okay? I promise. But it's great to have you.
Thank you.
It's great to have. I mentioned your name. I said, "Where's Angelina?" He said, "She'll be right back, sir." Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And I think
Aubrey,
the kid had to go to the
Ava,
bathroom.
Jane,
what do you think?
Angelina says the tax relief for child care and education are a foundation for stability and dignity. I think those were your words, right? Stability and dignity. Good words for her family. And with the One Big Beautiful Bill, we're delivering both empowering hundreds of thousands of families to choose the public, private, charter, religious school or the home school of their choice. And Angelina, thank you very much for being with us. Beautiful. Beautiful. So this bill will also be the single most important piece of border legislation ever to cross the floor of Congress. We will hire 3,000 new Border Patrol officers and 10,000 new ICE agents. And these people are great. I tell you what, I got to know a lot of them. And we have tremendous representation. They've been for me from day one. In fact, I shouldn't say this, but they endorsed me when I first ran, almost at the beginning. And they weren't sure if they were allowed to endorse me. And they said, we don't care. We're endorsing you. But they were great. And they've been my friends ever since. But think of that. So we're going to hire 3,000 new Border Patrol officers, 10,000 new ICE agents. And, you know, these ICE guys, they go into war zones and they're tough and they love our country. And if you're not going to be tough, you're not going to do well. But they are tough, and they'll break into a pack, and they call them a pack. Some of these packs come out of the jails of Venezuela. They come from places that you don't want to know about. They're gang members that have been all sent in here through Biden's open-door stupid policy. The dumbest policy, I think, well, we have a lot of dumb policies, but the worst, I think, is open borders, where anybody comes into our country totally unvetted, totally unchecked. And they're drug dealers, and they're people that we don't want them. And they're murderers, you know, they're murderers. I told you, over 11,000 murderers, they're in here. 50% of those, by the way, murdered more than one person. And they came in, no check-in, no anything. It's so sad what that man has done to this country. We should never forget it, okay? We should never, ever forget it.
Well, they did it on purpose.
That whole group of people, I don't even think it was him. He didn't believe in open borders. He didn't believe in men playing in women's sports or transgender for everybody. But what that group of people has done to this country will never, ever, I don't think we can ever allow history to forget it. What they've done to us is so sad. We're going to fully fund the final sections of border wall, impose a new remittance tax on money sent back to foreign countries, and dramatically increase deportations to a bare minimum of 1 million illegal aliens per year. And what we're doing is we're really going after the criminal aliens, of which we have plenty to work with. People say, well, that's a lot, isn't it? It's, well, remember, these countries are very smart. They're headed up by people I know. In almost all cases, they're very smart, smart people. And they have the people of great common sense. They're not sending their good people out. They're sending the bad people out. And they put them into caravans. I think I came up with that name, but somebody did. It's a great name, a caravan. Thousands, and sometimes as many as 30,000 people walking right into our country. Again, last month we had none. Think of that. It's almost, people say it's almost impossible. But they come in, and at a minimum, they're not people that work very hard. They're people that are on welfare. They don't want them. They don't want them. They give them to us. It's incredible what's happened, and it's so sad to see. It's so sad. It could make you just sick to your stomach when you think about it. I was going to say it could make you cry, but I like to pretend I never cry. I don't want to be a crier, but it makes you sick to think of what they did. What they did to us is just sick. And guys, if we didn't have a Tom Homan, and if we didn't have some of the guys that we have working so hard and dangerously, the country wouldn't stand a chance. But we're getting them out not as fast as they came in, because they came in and you'd see hundreds of thousands pour into our country in a day. But we're getting them out. And here today is Angel Dad Joe Abraham, the Angel Moms and Angel Dads. These are incredible people. They lost their precious 20-year-old daughter, Katie, in a hit and run after she was struck by an illegal alien from Guatemala. Katie was stopped at a traffic light, rear-ended, full force, going 60, 70 miles an hour right into the back of her car while she stopped. And she died immediately. And her killer, I think you could really say, the killer fled the scene. And Joe, we will end this invasion once and for all. And we're always going to remember the memory of Katie, that beautiful, beautiful 20-year-old daughter of yours. Where's Joe? Is he around here? Joe? Come here, Joe. Come here. Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Joe, very much. Also with us is Sarah Stewart from Kerrville, Texas, who lost her brother to the fentanyl epidemic that has inundated her small town. Our bill provides billions and billions of dollars to stop fentanyl illicit narcotics. We're also charging other countries like Mexico, Canada, and China billions of dollars in taxes that we put on because they've allowed people that are selling fentanyl to go through their countries, or in the case of China, they send it here. And paying a lot of money, at least, but would rather stop it. I think we're doing a big job of that, but would rather stop it. And other illicit narcotics pouring across the border and stealing more American lives. And thank you, Sarah. Will not rest until that fight is done. We're going to get that fight done. Sarah Stewart is where? Sarah? Hi, Sarah. Beautiful. Thank you. Good guy, huh? Yeah. I can see that. I also want to thank the president of the National Border Patrol. His name is Paul Perez. He's been with me from the beginning. And Brandon before him. These are great people. I've gotten very friendly with some of these people from Border Patrol and ICE because I'd call them once every 2 or 3 days. How are we doing? How are we doing? How are we doing? If you remember, Kamala was the border czar. And in 4 years, she never made one call to Paul or Brandon or anybody else. And I'd like to have Paul come up, say a couple of words, if you're here, Paul.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. More from the president live at the White House as he's speaking right now on the One Big Beautiful Bill. We got some Philly people in the White House today and some Pennsylvania people as well. Lots to talk about, lots to get to. It's still a ton of audio, 2 hours to go, and we're just getting warmed up here. So stick with us. I do want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, my friend and my dentist, because I've known him for years and I'm going to see him next week. He's got to fix something. You ever got food stuck in your teeth in a certain spot? Well, he's going to fix that for me because it's awful. And by the way, the rule always is if you see someone who has something stuck in their teeth, please tell them. Very important. It's also fun when you're about to go on camera on Fox News. If I mentioned that, I've been on there a few times. You turn to your friend who's going to be on the panel with you and go, "Get something right here, right there." Just as the camera goes to them, freaks them out. Then you take over the panel. It's great. You can just dominate. But Dr. Mike is the best. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. And he is the master of implant dentistry, the master of giving you your beautiful smile. And Dr. Mike did a fantastic job with someone very important to me, my wife. That's right. Bridget needed new, her veneers were cracking, and so he gave her beautiful caps. Her smile looks better than ever. You will have a great smile with Dr. Mike, because it's about care, not about cost. He's right over the bridge, easy to get to in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Just call him today, make an appointment, 856-786-2020, or go to VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. He has been, for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants, and that's why other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike. And I told you over the weekend we were doing a lemonade stand with the kids, and a little boy fell and lost a tooth, and the family knew Dr. Mike, and I called him on my cell, and he picked up right away, and he helped the family out. He's just that kind of a guy. He cares about his patients and the community so much, and our veterans, too. That's why I'm very proud to endorse him and proud that he's my dentist, and I would love for you to go see him today. Get that free implant consultation by going to VenariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.